Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth. She is a senior fellow with Manhattan Institute, contributing editor to Real Clear Politics, the author of Regulating to Disaster, How Green Jobs Policies Are Damaging America's Economy, and also Women's Figures, all about the economic progress of women. Those are two books that are out now and available wherever books are sold, right, Diana?
That's right, yes, exactly.
So check that out. We're talking about the proposals that are being put in place, or the treatment, maybe I should say, of Medicare for the future. We've got Democrats with one perspective on Medicare, and this is the health care system. It's an entitlement system for help for seniors over 65, over 66, depending on who you are, on what, you know, when you were born, that's provided to, it's an entitlement program provided to seniors. It's about 50 years old or so. So, Diana, what are the Democrats' proposal for this?
For solving the
problem with funding for Medicare.
Right. What they want to do is they want to make the system more efficient by cutting reimbursements to hospitals and doctors and drug companies.
Hmm.
Because they say there's waste and fraud in the system, which I'm sure is true. And so the way to get rid of that is to cut reimbursements and also to pay doctors on the basis of how well they do. So if a patient doesn't come back after a month, the doctor gets paid more or the hospital gets paid more.
Ah.
Pay for performance.
And
which
so
really is, it's a bit sad because it means the doctors aren't going to be willing to take sicker people.
Well, see, that's the thing. The reason this is not really a great system, a great plan, is because doctors don't have to even take Medicare patients.
Right.
They're not required, are they?
And also, they can pick the healthier one.
Right. Right. They can. That's exactly right. So that's the issue with the Democrats. That also, as we said before we went to the break, Obamacare is pulling $500 billion out of Medicare over the next 10 years, right?
Yes, that's right. In order to pay for the new affordable
Obamacare. What's their justification for that?
Well, I think they just said that there was waste in the system and that this is one place they could get it. So I think that was the only justification.
So it's sort of using a stick instead of a carrot to get people to improve efficiencies. Okay, so
yes, that's what they say. Although they keep saying in the law they're going to reduce reimbursement to physicians, but then every year they pass something called the doc fix put it right back.
Yeah, exactly. So it's sort of like fixing something but not fixing it, like they've done with AMT. Okay, so let's talk about the Republican side. Now, over the last few years, Congressman Ryan from Wisconsin has had some ideas on how to fix Medicare that have been a little controversial, haven't they?
I'm not quite sure why they're controversial, but he's had the idea of using the same system that he and his colleagues in Congress have for their health system, which Paul Ryan is very familiar with. It's called premium support.
Right.
You get a certain amount of money to cover a basic plan. Then you have a choice of plans. You can pick that basic plan, or you can use your money to put it towards another one in a group of plans that your employer, in Paul Ryan's case, the government, has chosen for him. So if you work for the federal government or you're a congressman, you have this choice of about 20 plans to pick from, and the government pays some of it, and you can choose an inexpensive plan or a more expensive plan. If you choose a more expensive plan, you take the money out of your own pocket and put it towards that plan.
Mm-hmm.
Called premium support. Congress has it, and Paul Ryan wants to extend it to Medicare so all the nation's senior citizens have it too.
And so,
it's as simple as that.
His earlier proposals 2-3 years ago would have included the term voucher. The new proposal does not include voucher. It talks about premium support, but the Democrats are still hanging on to the voucher term, aren't they?
Right, yes, exactly. That's because his proposal about probably 4 years ago in Roadmap for America would have been a more of a voucher, that you could take the money and you could choose whatever plan you wanted with it. That's the definition of a voucher. It's like with food stamps, you can go to whatever grocery store you like.
Right.
But with the new plan, you are limited to the set of plans the government chooses. That just is in the federal health benefits program.
What is it that the Democrats don't like about giving Americans the same program that they have in Congress?
So Americans say, first of all, that they say people shouldn't necessarily be able to choose their plans, that these plans are going to take
advantage of older Americans. We're not smart enough? Is that what they're saying?
Right. They say that you're not smart enough. I'm really sorry, Jim. They say that we're not smart enough to choose the right plan, and also they say it's not fair that some people should be able to buy more expensive plans with money out of their own pocket. Everyone should have the same.
Everyone should have the same.
Yeah.
And so,
and not just everyone should have the same, but the government should choose what that same is.
So they don't like means testing, but they do like making decisions for me, don't they?
They like making decisions for you, and they don't think you should be able to buy anything better.
Well, that's a little bit insulting to me to think that they think I'm not that smart.
I think it's really, really insulting. But, you know, I'm used to that as a woman, because Democrats say that I'm a victim and I shouldn't be able to have a choice of a lower-paying job with more flexible hours.
Yeah.
But that's somehow discriminating against me.
Well, they won an election making that point last year, didn't they? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Diana Furchtgott-Roth what she thinks is the way we should go with Medicare. This is a big deal, folks. This is going to be...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.